live from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. It is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America for Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. Good to have you here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, December-like weather is going to be here by Monday. Oh, yeah. By Monday, it's coming. Number two, the Biden campaign gets a hard pushback in Michigan for running a bogus ad portraying a bar owner as a poor, struggling business owner, blaming Donald Trump, and then they fail to mention that Joe Malkuhn and the Blind Pig is a multi-millionaire tech investor. He's not suffering at all, in fact. He's having no issues whatsoever. There you go. And number one, the final debate on tap here, but we're trying to get into some other things here. I'm going to read you this statement of Tony Bobulinski in a moment, corroborating everything in the Hunter Biden hard drives, computer, and emails. We'll have it all for you. But first, let's go to the DTE Common Sense Hotline just for sport. Don is in Georgia, I believe. Don, how are you today?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, good. A little nervous. Hope I can come across plainly.
Well, that's fine. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was just wanting to say I was kind of baffled by some of the people who are supporting the Democratic Party and Joe Biden. I am Jewish, and I look at some of the things that these people support, the Democratic Party supports. They control the media. They tear down statues. They burn Bibles. Oppose Christianity, a one-party system, controlled by intimidation. All these things are the exact things that Adolf Hitler used to control Germany. And so it just seems baffling to me that only 30% of the Jewish population that I know in this area support Donald Trump. So I'm just kind of baffled.
Fair enough. And I've often wondered that myself. I greatly appreciate the call in. With everything the president has done for Middle East peace, moving the American embassy to Jerusalem as promised by so many presidents, actually done by this one. Remarkable. Rose is in Florida. Another call from Rose. How are you today on the Common Sense Hotline? How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm well. What is on your mind?
Well, I want to tell you about Biden in the basement. I know why he's there and why he's spending so much time there. He doesn't want to talk to us deplorables, but he's counting those billions of dollars he got from China and the billionaires here who are paying for his campaign. Wow. And he keeps forgetting the count, so he's got to count over and over. And I want to say something about the dictatorship in Michigan. She's got to go. That's how our country will be run, told what to do.
Well, fair enough, Rose. Greatly appreciated. We'll keep the door open for you if you decide to come back and visit. Thank you so much. The DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. Now, I want to read for you a statement released by Lieutenant Tony Bobulinski, a former associate and business partner of Hunter Biden, obtained by Fox News and others. My name is Tony Bobulinski. The facts set forth below are true and accurate. They are not from any domestic or foreign disinformation effort. Any suggestion to the contrary is false and offensive. I am the recipient of the email published 7 days ago by the New York Post, which showed a copy to Hunter Biden and Rob Walker. That email is genuine. Here's the statement. This afternoon, I received a request from the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs and the Senate Committee on Finance requesting all documents relating to my business affairs with the Biden family, as well as various foreign entities and individuals. I have extensive relevant records and communications, and I intend to produce those items to both committees in the immediate future. I am the grandson of a 37-year Army intelligence officer, the son of a 20-plus-year career naval officer, and the brother of a 28-year career naval flight officer. I myself served our country for 4 years and left the Navy as Lieutenant Bobulinski. I held a high-level security clearance and was an instructor and then CTO for Naval Nuclear Power Training Command. I take great pride in the time my family and I served this country. I am also not a political person. What few campaign contributions I have made in my life were to Democrats. If the media and big tech companies had done their jobs over the past several weeks, I would be irrelevant in this story. Given my long-standing service and devotion to this great country, I could no longer allow my family's name to be associated or tied to Russian disinformation or implied lies and false narratives dominating the media right now. After leaving the military, I became an institutional investor, investing in extensively around the world on every continent. I have traveled to over 50 countries, I believe. Hands down, we live in the greatest country in the world. What I'm outlining is fact. I know it's fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of Cinehawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through CEFC, Chairman Yi, and the Biden family. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gillier and Hunter Biden. The reference to the big guy in the much publicized May 13, 2017 email is in fact a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB reference in that email is Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy or my chairman and frequently referenced asking him or his sign-off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing. I have seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that is not true because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the Biden family name and its legacy on the line. I realized the Chinese were not really focused on a healthy financial return on investment. They were looking at this as a political or influential move. Once I realized that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it as soon as it came from the Chinese, I took steps to prevent that from happening. The Johnson Report connected some dots in a way that shocked me. It made me realize the Bidens had gone behind my back and gotten paid millions of dollars by the Chinese, even though they told me they hadn't and wouldn't do that to their partners. I would ask the Biden family to address the American people and outline the facts so I can go back to being irrelevant. And so I am not put in a position to have to answer those questions for them. I don't have a political axe to grind. I just saw behind the Biden curtain, and I grew concerned with what I saw. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities, even though some were from communist-controlled China. God bless America. Oh, my God. Lieutenant Tony Bobulinski, business partner with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, and the Biden family enterprises. There it is. The emails are real. The cuts are real. And Joe Biden was profiting directly from China. We know that now from this admission from Bobulinski, who will turn this over today to these committees. Extensive paperwork. This is mind-blowing. The most important thing that I have read in a presidential race, maybe ever. Maybe ever. Let that sink in. We'll post it all to the Steve Guber Show Facebook page. You'll see it all. Bobulinski's open letter will be posted. You can read it for yourself. 14 after on a Thursday, it's the Steve Guber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
According to Fidelity Investments, Roth conversions are up 76% this year. So why the rush to Roth? With a volatile market and likelihood of future tax hikes, thanks to all the government spending, now is the time to take advantage of the lowest tax rates in history and start creating a potentially tax-free retirement. Financial advisors Bruce Van Hull and Mike Douglas can help you find out if a Roth conversion is right for you and build a plan that may lower the taxes you'll have to pay in retirement. Act now before taxes go back up. By working with financial advisors who understand all areas of your finances, including tax planning, Call 517-317-6323. That's 517-317-6323. And online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Stewart's Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.